There is also a twofold division of aspiration, mistaken aspirations, non-mistaken aspirations. So it's easy to understand this. What's a mistaken aspiration? Any wish that is not consistent with our basic wishes. So we want to be happy and free from suffering, but the things we wish to do, like get really drunk, for example, actually don't bring about happiness and freedom from suffering. So we need to check, are our aspirations correct, unmistaken, because they lead to happiness and freedom from suffering? So all of this is wisdom, all of it. And unless we learn, unless we improve our wisdom, many of our aspirations are mistaken. The difference between a wise person and a foolish person is his or her aspirations. If we have not studied extensively, if our aspiration is good and unmistaken, we will naturally engage in virtuous actions. So we'll be kind to people, we'll be patient, we'll be compassionate, we'll be wise. All these wishes lead to real happiness, which will result in happiness. But if our aspirations are mistaken, we will not succeed in finding happiness, no matter how great our worldly intelligence. So we can see this very clearly. There's so many very intelligent people. They're renowned for their intelligence, but they're not happy. So this is because worldly intelligence doesn't create unmistaken aspirations. So your wishes and desires are not guiding you to your goal, happiness for yourself and others. So Geshe-la gives the example of criminals. Often criminals are highly intelligent and clever, but because their aspirations are mistaken, they commit crimes for which they're sent to prison. So again, please think, is what I'm wishing for right now in accordance with my basic wish to be happy? If the answer is yes, it's an unmistaken aspiration. If the answer is no, it's a mistaken aspiration. If our wishes are not good, this is a sign we do not possess true wisdom. Some people study Dharma for many years but receive little benefit because their understanding remains only intellectual. The main reason for this is their aspirations are not pure. So please listen carefully, especially those listening who've been practicing for years. Although superficially they have some interest in Dharma, deep down their real interest is in worldly things. So perhaps that's us. Other people whose aspiration is pure receive genuine experience of Dharma even though they have not studied extensively. Their correct aspirations encourage them to engage in pure, virtuous actions. So also we see this. You know, someone can be quite new to Dharma, not have had the opportunity to study very much, but their wishes are so pure. Such pure aspiration leads them, as Geshe-la says, to engage in pure virtuous actions, and these result in pure effects. What we accomplish depends primarily upon what we wish for. So if our wishes are pure, we will obtain pure results from our practice. So I can't go into this now, but many of you know the way to make our wishes pure is to remember death. Then they can't be tainted by worldly concerns to do with this life alone. So what's our conclusion? The most important thing, therefore, is to develop and maintain correct aspirations. So this means our small wishes every day are in alignment with our two basic wishes, leading us to real happiness and freedom from sorrow for ourselves and others. Then that's a correct aspiration. The supreme aspiration is the supreme good heart of bodhicitta, where what we're mainly concerned about is making others happy. You know, if that's our main aspiration, making others happy and liberating others from sorrow, everything in our life will produce good results through the power of that pure aspiration. With this aspiration, all our actions become causes of attaining Buddhahood. So as you know, we're encouraged to make this our main aspiration, working, as Manjusri exists, working for the benefit, the ultimate happiness of each and every living being.